الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سنريهم آياتنا في الآفاق وفي أنفسهم حتى يتبين لهم أنه الحق وقال الله عز وجل في شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Infinite, abundant, complete and perfect praise and glory is solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, the majestic, the mighty, the wise, the powerful. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble, beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallama, and upon his pure and noble family, and upon the illustrious companions and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. Respected elders, brothers, sisters, mothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all on this noble day of Jumu'ah. And may our attendance today become a means for our guidance, for our strength, for our purification and pardon and success in this dunya and also in the hereafter. And the way that we are gathered here today, may Allah Azza wa Jal gather us together again on the day of Qiyamah in Jannatul Firdaus Al-A'la, insha'Allah Al-Aziz, Allahumma Ameen. Today, insha'Allah, we'll be talking about something that every single person in the UK, whether they are Muslim or non, whether they believe or not, they have all been affected and are affected by this very particular thing. And it is none other than the great British weather. And the weather not just here in the UK, but also in Europe, and the weather throughout the world. Because this is still something that we need to reflect upon, because this is an ayah min ayatillah. This is an ayah, this is a sign from one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So believers are those, true believers are those who see the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything around them, in everything that they are surrounded by, whether it is a tree, whether it is a bird or an animal, the environment that they live in, whether it is the skies and the heavens, or whether it is something within them, everything is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The creation is one of the greatest signs of Allah azza wa jal. And amongst the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all of the signs of Allah azza wa jal point towards His existence, that He exists, that He is the most powerful, that He is the one who is in control, and He is the one who has the ability and the power and the might to change night into day, and to change day back into night. He is the one who changes the seasons from summer into autumn, from autumn into winter, and from winter back into spring. These are all under the power and control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah azza wa jal reminds us in the glorious and majestic Quran, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. That we will show them undoubtedly our signs, not signs of anything else, but from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is the Creator, He is the All-Powerful, He is the All-Able, He is Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum, and all of the signs in the horizons, everything that we can see, as far as our eyes can see, everything that we can grasp, on a micro level, as well as a macro level, everything that is in the heavens, and also everything that is within themselves. Within themselves means that our biology, our skeletal system, our nervous system, our ruh, our heart, and everything that makes us who we are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, everything that is around you, that is within you, is from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these signs will become ever more evident and clear and lucid to you, hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu al-haq, until you realize that nobody is in control of the weather, nobody else is in control of the seasons, nobody else is in control of the human being, of their creation, of their life or their death, or of the fruits, or everything else that we know and understand. Nobody else, no other thing, no other being, no other deity, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a reminder, when we say La ilaha illallah, we negate everything else except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah azza wa jalla is saying that it's not insan, it's not some alien technology, it's not any other being, any other entity, it is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created these signs, who is controlling these signs, and who is showing you these signs that Allah is haqq, that Allah's reality is haqq, that Allah's power is haqq, Allah's might is haqq, Allah's control is haqq. Everything is controlled and by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from one of these signs is the sign that we are living in now at this very moment in time, is the sign of winter. And we began a few weeks ago, and our very brother, mashallah, is very lucky to go to Bahrain, and he escaped all of this, and other people in Qatar and various other places, they managed to escape, but we have been forced to face -1, and then it went to -5, and then -9, -10, and -17 in Scotland at this very moment in time, and the temperature continues to drop. But this is just the UK, but if you look to Norway, if you look to Iceland, if you look to Greenland, if you look to even Siberia, in Siberia I was absolutely shocked to find out that it goes up to -71 degrees. And people yet are living and they're existing and they're eating and they're drinking and they're doing all of their normal things. But in spite of that, they don't realize that this is all from ayat min ayatillah, from the signs and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this regard, the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that ash-shita al-ghanima al-barida. This is a hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam recorded in Sunan al-Tirmizi, that ash-shita, shita is related to the season of winter, that it is al-ghanima al-barida, it is a blessing and it is a cold treasure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now undoubtedly I'm sure most of us would be thinking, I don't see any treasures outside in Ashton-under-Lyne in the cold freezing temperatures, without our gloves, without our hats, without our coats and everything else. What treasures are we supposed to find in this particular country, or anywhere else in Europe, let alone in Norway or in Siberia or anywhere else? But as we know, the ayat of Allah azza wa jal are haqq. We also know that the kalam of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is also haqq, because وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam does not speak from his own accord, but rather it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this regard, when he's talking about the seasons of winter, that it is a cold treasure, it is undoubtedly a treasure for those people who can see not just with their eyes, but the people who can see with their heart, the people who can see with their soul, the people who can see, have this basira, this insight, and they can realize that what is the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam actually alluding to. So this is a sign of the power of Allah azza wa jal, about the might and the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He is able to bring about these great transformations and this change in the entire world whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. He brings about opposites within our lives. He brings about the night and He changes it into the day. He gives people health and He changes their health into sickness. He gives people life and He changes it into death. He gives people youth and He changes it into shaykh. shaykhuhi and into being old, into being a sheikh. And he changes the sun, and he alternates the movement of the sun, he alternates the movement of the moon, and he alternates and he changes the heat into the cold. This is all a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and His might. So the summer is a season which is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everybody looks forward towards summer. Everybody looks forward towards spring as well. And many people also enjoy winter, it's autumn. But why is it that people don't realize that even winter is from the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because whilst the summer enables you to sweat and to get rid of so many other toxins and things from your body, in winter also your body reacts in a different way and is able to conserve so many things, and is able also to regenerate itself and rejuvenate itself as well in different manners. So the benefits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's seasons are there for those people who truly believe, for the true servants and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But where does this actual winter come from? What is one of the reasons for why we have winter? And again, the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Sahih Muslim, it is recorded, the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that the ishtakat al-nar, that the actual hellfire itself, it complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ila rabbiha faqalat, ila rabbiha, it said to its Lord, it complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it said, oh my Lord, that many different parts of Jahannam are consuming each other, are devouring and eating up each other. This how hot Nar is. This is how destructive it is. This is how consuming the hellfire is, that it is consuming other parts of the hellfire. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed Jahannam to take two breaths. This is hadith of Sahih Muslim. It's also there recorded in Bukhari Sharif as well, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the izn, gave the permission. And this is not speaking up. Don't think that we are, there's kamal in us that we can speak. Everything speaks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jahannam is speaking to Allah as well and saying, look, my own levels of Jahannam are consuming and devouring each other. Please give me some assistance. So Allah azza wa jalla says, you can take two breaths. You're only allowed to breathe twice. And then the hadith carries on that you're allowed to breathe once, which is in winter, and you're allowed to breathe once, which is in summer. This is the hadith. And this is why the Messenger ﷺ continues to say, this is the cause of the severe heat that we feel in the summer, and it is the cause of the bitter cold that we experience in the winter. Why? Because in the summer, Jahannam is exhaling. Exhaling means it is pushing out all of the heat, and we feel a small glimpse of that heat, 50 degrees, 55 degrees, and people are saying that the temperatures are soaring throughout the world. We are feeling that heat in summer, but in winter as well, the Jahannam inhales as well, and we feel that coldness within us, and that coldness which is surrounded us in our country and wherever we may be throughout the world. So this is the actual one of the reasons and the actual causes why we feel such great winters and we feel such great summers as well. Yes, there is a scientific explanation as well, but again, as we mentioned at the beginning, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ, that everything is from the sign of Allah Azza wa Jal. Everything is in the power and the might and the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So going back to that hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that الشِّتَاء الْغَنِيمَ الْبَارِدَ, that how can winter be a cold treasure for the believer? Because everybody now is putting the radiators on, everybody's putting the heaters on in the home, everybody is wrapping up within the homes and outside the homes, everybody is worried about the scoring bills that will be coming and so many other things. So how is it really a treasure when in actuality you seem like you are giving away all of the treasures that you've accumulated in summer and in autumn and all of these things? But no, it is a treasure for the true believers who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because in this particular month, good deeds, hasanat, a'mal as-saliha, they are made easy by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For it is in this particular season that fasting is so much easier for the believers. The days are extremely short, and the nights are extremely long. So fasting has been made easy by Allah Azza wa Jal. So it is a blessing, it is a treasure for you to fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam reminds us that man sama yawman fi sabilillah ba'adallahu wajhahu anin nari sab'ina kharifan. That person who fasts solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the optional fast that he fasts for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will distance his face from the fire of hell by the measurement of 70 generations. Just because you fasted once for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So is this not a ni'mah? Is this not a treasure from the Prophet, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this winter? Yes, we may be complaining it is cold, it is minus X, Y and Z, and it is difficult for us. But no, for the believer there is khair in all of the mawasim. All of the seasons there is khair for the believer. And especially for fasting, see this opportunity, because we all complain that fasting is difficult in spring, fasting is difficult in summer, but fasting is not difficult in winter. And this is an opportunity for you to seize and for you to protect yourself by 70 generations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect your face, your entirety and your body from the fire of hell just because you fasted for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Salah is a great blessing as well. Undoubtedly we pray our salah every single day throughout the year, but especially in winter time, salah is even a greater blessing. Every hour and a half, every 90 minutes, there is a salah upon a salah upon a salah. Zuhr is at 1, Asr is at 2:30, Maghrib is at 3:50, Isha is at 6 o'clock. Literally every 60 to 90 minutes, there is one salah upon another salah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you this opportunity to pray consecutively and to remain in a state of wudu. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this regard mentions that, shall I not tell you a means of which erases sins and which raises you in status and which brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And they said, Ya Rasulullah, please do tell us. And he said, going and doing wudu in the best of manners, even though it may be difficult. And doing wudu now, it is difficult. Even though alhamdulillah within our homes we turn the taps and it's hot water straight away. But think about the other countries who don't have access to boilers and heating and who have to use cold water to do their wudu. Doing the wudu in spite of the difficulty and then taking many steps to the masjid in spite of the bitter cold and the difficulty. It is more difficult to come to the masjid for Fajr, for Isha and for the other salahs. But in spite of that difficulty, if you do that wudu and you take those steps for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then waiting for the prayer and praying one prayer after the other, this will be equivalent to guarding the frontier of Islam, to be at the forefront of Islam. This is the reward that you will receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, this is this great opportunity in the month of winter where you can do wudu, when you can come to the masjid, and alhamdulillah, everything will be nice and warm and clean and dry for you, and you can pray salah after salah after salah after salah and be constantly engaged in the zikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What more do you want? How easy has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it for you in the month of winter, yet you say that winter is difficult, winter is hard? No, winter is a ni'mah, as the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, ash-shita al-ghanima al-bari, that is a treasure, it is a treasure, it is a treasure for the true believers who want to seize the opportunity of fasting, seize the opportunity of doing wudu and maintaining their wudu, seize their opportunity of walking to the salah, to the masjid in spite of the cold, and praying one salah after the other. This is a great ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then one of the greatest blessings in the month of the season of winter is Qiyamul Layl. And this is something that we all struggle with on an individual level and a collective level as well. We struggle with just barely doing our 5 daily salahs. If we can just get those in, then that's a great achievement in itself. Nobody even considers by default that we have to pray or we should pray Qiyamul Layl. Whereas if you look at the Sahaba Ikram, the default was for them to always pray Qiyamul Layl. This was their default. It was very rare for them to miss their Qiyamul Layl. Whether it was 2 rak'at or 4 or 8, whatever it was in terms of quantity, by default they would always pray their Qiyamul Layl. But here we are, we find so many excuses because we love our sleep far more than we love the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Qiyamul Layl, again in the month, in the season of winter, this opportunity has been given to you. The days are short, but the nights are long. Even if you sleep after Isha, Isha's at 6, if you sleep at 7 or 8, and children will be thinking, whoa, sleeping at 7, that's an impossible thing to achieve. But no, if you sleep at 7, 8, even 9 or 10 o'clock, Yaro, you can sleep at that time, and you can still wake up comfortably at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning after having a good 5, 6 hours of rest, and you can get up. And you can pray Qiyamul Layl. And then you can pray your Tahajjud. You can pray your Fajr. And look at how much barakah and reward and ni'mah you receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ أَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفٌ وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِكُونَ. That their sides, our bodies, they forsake their beds. We move away from the comfort and the warmth of our bed, and we stand up to invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fear and in hope, and we spend from whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to do so. So this is that particular season, the season of winter, that in spite of its bitter cold, we have been given so much treasures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within this particular season for us to increase in our salah, increase in our wudu, increase in our ibadah, increase in our fasting, and increase in, or at least begin and start our qiyamul layl for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and give more openly in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, that we may think that, oh, it's hard and difficult to go out without all of this protection. But imagine the people in third world countries, in war-torn countries, in other countries who don't have these luxuries. This is the opportunity in the season of winter for you to give out from your clothes, give out from your charity, and give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember when Allah Azza wa Jal himself mentions, كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ, that they used to sleep but a little portion of the night, and they used to stay up and invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we always want to achieve so many things within our lifetime. So this is a beautiful season for you to become from those people who stand up in the night of Allah Azza wa Jal, invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fasting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying one salah upon the next salah, and walking to the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving abundantly in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month, this is the season of good deeds, and which have been made easy by Allah Azza wa Jal. This is also the month of shukr, because we may complain about the bitter cold and the weather, we may complain about so many things that are going on within our society, within this particular country or nationwide. Nevertheless, we should be grateful that alhamdulillah, 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 a million times or a billion times, that we have food within our homes. Our homes are safe and secure. We just need to flip a switch and the boiler comes on. The house is heated up. We have so many things to be grateful for. Everything that is given to us is none other than a ni'mah from Allah Azza wa Jal. Be grateful for the family that you have, that you can call on to them. Be grateful and use this season to share with your family. Use this season to show your care for other people and those people who are on the streets, those people who are homeless, those people in third world countries, those people who don't have any of these things. Remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن جُلُودِ الْأَنْعَامِ بُيُوتًا تَسْتَخِفُونَهَا يوم ظعنكم ويوم إقامتكم ومن أصوافها وأوبارها وعشارها. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, أثاثا ومتاعا إلى حين, that Allah Azza wa Jal has made for you your homes and abode for you, and made for you from the hides of the cattle, tents and places of dwelling for you, where you find so many things which are beneficial for you, whether you travel, whether you stay, from the wool, from the hair, from the furnishing, from all of these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us everything that we need to survive, to sustain ourselves, to live a good life, from the cattle, from their skin, from their meat, from their bones, from the structures, from the buildings, from everything that we have. It is from a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas many people don't have homes, or many people are living in mud homes, have no running water, no electricity, no heating, and barely any food to survive, but they are still remembering and glorifying Allah Azza wa Jal. So think about all of these great blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given you, and remember that the month or the season season rather of winter is not a season for us to complain and for us to become insular, but rather it is a season for us to gather more so in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remember that these are the opportunities that Allah azza wa jal has given us to increase in our salah, increase in our sawm, increase in our sadaqah, increase in our qiyamul layl, in our ibadah, in our dhikr, in our azkar, and especially increase in our shukr and tawakkul to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah azza wa jal, He is the one who is Qahhar. He is the one who is in control. He is the one who has power and might. And He is the one who has changed these seasons for us. But everything, there is a blessing and there is a ni'mah in every single thing, whether we can see that or not. But we need to look at the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and realize that indeed, ash-shita al-ghanima al-bari, that indeed that the winter is a treasure for those people who truly believe. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to increase in our ibadah, in our zikr, in our azkar, and remember Allah azza wa jalla, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the blessings that He has provided us. Wa aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, jazakumullahu khaira.